Oh man.
Okay. Well, you ready?
Yeah.
Do this.
Welcome back to another episode of The Stands Next Door, where we just talk about all the things gossip. Gossip in the Korean industry.
Honestly.
No, no, no.
Very good episode, you guys.
What did we decide it was? Content. Content.
Oh, content. Yeah. Not just gossip.
We don't gossip. We just discuss content.
And it happens to just be gossip sometimes.
Yeah, just sometimes. But like Katie said, this is going to be a really good episode because some like major news was like dropped on us yesterday. And I like honestly just want to get like right into it. I want Katie to like just let me know everything because on this news, I didn't do any research. Usually I like to like go and find all these articles and stuff, but I didn't because I want to know from Katie because she's obviously the most reliable source. And so anything Katie says about this topic is going to be the truth.
Yeah. Thank you.
Take it away, Katie.
Reference. So if you guys love us and listen to our last week's episode, you know how I'm constantly talking about G-Dragon not giving us a comeback yet? And I don't remember if it was you or me. I want to say it was you, but it could have been me. Talking about how, like, by next week, we were going to have some kind of news, right? Like, we were just being, like, hopeful. Well, it wasn't about the comeback, but we did get G-Dragon news. And I think that's pretty amazing. I think we have superpowers, and we saw something coming.
we spoke it into existence.
We did. We really did. And if you haven't heard the news is that G-Dragon and Jennie from Blackpink have been dating for a year.
Oh my god. Also, wait, what's the age difference?
Okay. The age difference, she's 25 and he's 32.
She's 25?
Yeah, she's like our age.
I don't know. I was like, she's like 22.
I thought the same thing. Yeah, I keep thinking she's younger, but she's not.
How old is Jisoo?
I want to say...
She's the oldest, right? She's like 27 or something.
Oh, maybe Jisoo. But let's see. Oh, 26. So she's like a year older.
Oh, okay. That's not bad.
She's a year younger than me. So Dispatch dropped this little bomb yesterday. So I have it. I have my notes, not even, I don't have like, I mean, I have a full page of notes. Actually, it goes on to a whole second page, so like a page and a half, but it's categorized. So it flows really nice.
Oh, this is fancy. Okay,
are you ready for the facts? Are you ready for me to drop these for you?
Yes. Hold on. Okay, I'm ready.
Got it out? Okay. Yep. So, like I said, Dispatch dropped the news. You know, they posted a couple pictures on their Instagram and their story. And I sent them to Candace when I found out. And she made the comment. She's like, you know, that's G-Dragon by the way he's dressed riding that bike. And it's so true. Like, he wasn't even trying to be subtle.
And there's no one else that would do something like that.
It's a very G-Dragon thing to do. But anyway, so they posted some pictures of her going over to his house. So the facts that they dropped were they've been dating for about a year, which, I mean, being some of the biggest K-pop idols and like having it under wraps for that long, like, okay, quote unquote under wraps, because we'll get to that in a little bit. Like I said, she goes over to his house a lot, his penthouse, which, I mean, obviously, why would G-Dragon go to her house? She's going to go to his penthouse. It's G-Dragon.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
So apparently he has like a private garage that has like a two pet verification to like get in, like a, it's like security, right? And I guess her, the whatever car she would use, it's already like on the list. So she like can get in a lot easier, you know, not having to have like an ID checked and call up and stuff like that. So like,
yeah,
like they know who she is. This is my favorite part out of all of it. Apparently her manager would bring her back and forth to D-Dragon's house. And sometimes his manager. So I can just imagine him calling his manager going, can you go get my girlfriend? He's like, I just sat down for dinner. Please, can you go get my girlfriend from the YG building?
Or she's like, can you drop me off at my boyfriend's house?
Manager's like, fuck.
Oh my gosh. I don't know why when you said that he had like, when he had like a two-step verification thing. I don't know why I thought you were going to say like a bat cave and you have to like drive your car and like sinks into the ground and then you go on like the secret road underneath the road.
Probably. I would not put it past him. I just love how the managers, like, why are the managers so involved in this?
I mean,
right? Like she can't just like go herself.
I think though, like when it comes to like big names and big stars, I think they have managers there maybe for like liability or like kind of like when you have a conversation with someone, like you need a third person there just in case something were to happen.
Okay.
So maybe like the company, because you know how companies never know, and they're like, well, someone needs to go as a representative. So in case some like crazy domestic violence something, you at least have a third witness like, well, no, I dropped her off at this time and picked her up at this time. And she didn't have none of that stuff on her, you know.
That's smart. Because, I mean, they're assets. I have to protect them. So, speaking of companies not knowing, apparently, this is just allegedly, it was like, they called it an open secret amongst YG. Like, people in YG, like, knew
that
this was going on. They just kept it on the DL.
Yeah.
Which I'm like, that's pretty cool. And when YG was asked to make a statement, they said, we can't confirm anything about their private lives. So basically, they're going, like, that's on them. That's their private life. We're staying out of it. Like, we're not saying anything. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people are kind of praising them for that. But my thought was, they're only doing that because it's G-Dragon.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like they'd be treating the situation the same way if G-Dragon was not involved.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they would do anything for G-Dragon. Like, he could put it whatever. So I was like, okay, special treatment. I get it. Get the royalty. Okay.
Seriously.
So back in 2012, pre-debut, which we were like, let's see, she's what, 25? So she was like 16 in 2012, I think. She was in his music video, That XX, apparently. She was, like, the main lead. And then 2013, she was featured on his song Black. Let's see. Oh, G-Dragon's been known, like, it's kind of known that G-Dragon's, like, always been her idol and stuff like that. People are saying she's his muse, which I'm like, oh, my God. But, so it's, like, they have history with, like, working with each other. And, of course, they're under the same company, which that tends to happen. But let's see what else. Oh, they're both Chanel icons. Like, they both representatives or whatever you want to call it. Human Chanel, I guess, is the nickname. I guess 9 years ago, G-Dragon predicted that cameras would follow Jennie around when she debuted. I'm like, what a nice compliment.
You know what is really weird, though? Like, I think because, like, he was her idol or he is her idol or something. It's kind of weird because, like, in my head, it's one thing to get embarrassed in front of other people, but, like, it's also, like, embarrassed to, like, do things, I feel like, in front of your significant other sometimes. And it's, like, it'd be different if they had different crafts, but they're both rappers. Well, like, he's a rapper. She's, like, a idol rapper, which there's, like, a connotation behind, like, they can't rap, although some really can. Anywho, I just feel like that'd be really awkward for, like, him to listen to, like, her, like in this, I don't know, like, it makes me kind of, like, cringe a little bit. Like, she's, like, in the studio rapping, and he's just, like, sitting there. I'm like, you can't rap in front of G-Dragon. Like, please stop. No.
Like, he, like, smirks. He's like, oh, cute.
Yeah.
See hilarious. Oh,
she's cute. Can't rap for shit, but she's cute.
Right. I'm just kidding. So these are my thoughts. The age difference, like you said, 25 versus 32. My first thought, like, originally I was like, oh my God, he's like so much older than her. And like, yes, he's still a lot older than her, but I guess it's not as big of a difference as I was thinking. Mm-hmm. Which, like, it's fine now, like, if they got into a relationship, you know, somewhat recently, within a year or so. But it, like, it makes me think it's like, okay, he's like been kind of involved with her for like a really long time since she was like really young. And like people in the comments were like, oh, was he like grooming her?
Especially because that if that's a well-known that that's her idol, I'm sure he knew that too. So I'm sure what kind of like, it's interesting to maybe find out if there's a power dynamic involved.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying I think he's like a sleazeball, but I'm just saying like, it would be interesting to hear like if there was.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and then I started reading comments to see like what people were thinking and saying. And there were a lot of people that were saying that they thought that she was secretly dating Kai still. Which I got me thinking, I was like, no. Like he's Gucci, she's Chanel. And I was like, that's kind of like the Korean version of a skater boy. Like Avril Lavigne, he's a skater boy. She's a skater. I was like, she liked it, but she
imagine it. The life of the rich and famous when you're like, oh, but you're a Gucci ambassador and I'm a Chanel ambassador, so we could not be together. I can only date my kind.
Wow. Ambassador. That is a drama right there.
Oh God.
But the other thing, I watched a video like right before we started recording that got me thinking that this girl was talking about. So she started talking about why Dispatch decided to basically like announce this, because you know Dispatch can be selective, like they scheme, right? Like they always have a plan with the way they do things, announce things and reveal things. And she was saying, because she's like, they usually reveal celebrity couples when they need to shift like the focus away from something else. And she's like, just recently there was like a crap ton of those bullying allegations. Right?
Like everyone's just bullying everybody.
A bunch. And this girl was talking about like athletes, idols, actors, influencers. So even more than we've seen. I'm like, oh my gosh. And so she's like, and I don't know where she got this from, but she said Dispatch has known about this relationship for like months. So it's like, why all of a sudden are they dropping this?
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean? And then she's like, how sad that like celebs' lives are like sacrificed.
Yeah, their privacy.
Yeah. Yeah. And so she's like, what are they hiding? Like, were they trying to get the focus off of all the bullying allegations? But then her and somebody else in the comments were talking about that this and the bullying allegations were to cover up something even bigger. And I don't know what. Somebody was like, maybe something political. I don't know.
We need to know what right now. Call them up right now, Katie.
I'm like, what's going on? Call up President Moon. What's happening?
Tell me why Dispatch did this.
He's probably going, OMG, I don't know, but I'm excited.
I know. I can't wait to read it.
He's like a fanboy. So really at this point, the only thing I need is I just need one set of photos from Dispatch of them walking around like holding hands. That's all I want. I don't need like all these like following them. I don't need to know their whole private lives. I just want to see them together, like see what they're like.
Like you want to see like a actual confirmation, like this is real. Yeah. Okay, cool. Let's move on now.
I don't need like a Calvin Klein underwear ad video, like Huna and Dawn. Like that would be great, but I don't need it.
I swear they do. I wonder who they're like PR or just like their agents are like, okay, this is what you're gonna do. We need both of you guys strip down you're gonna do a kind. Even that one was weird. Like they were just like, I feel like dancing randomly in their underwear. like, what are you doing?
Did you see the one they posted? I think it was like yesterday of them. Like it made it look like the Friends sitcom.
Yes, it was.
So cute.
And she was like, okay. And I was like, what are you doing?
I bet they're so fun as a couple.
Right? I want to be like Jessie's good friend that can just hang out with her because then she hangs out with them.
Yeah.
Like you can just kind of like chill and then like just interact but not have to like do anything because I'm not musically inclined.
I was going to say, but like I feel like I'd have to be able to like dance and or sing or I feel really stupid around
but them. If you're like a really big influencer, then it's like, listen, you are good with the music stuff. I'm good with people just liking the way I live my life. So we both got here somehow. How long? Okay. So let's say this is real, right? Let's say this is not like another fake relationship or whatever. Let's say this is real. Mm-hmm. How long do you think that the relationship is going to be? I mean, I would hate to wish bad upon the relationship, but like any celebrity relationship, you run that, like there's a very high risk of it not going all the way to like marriage. And even then, like they have to pass like the 5-year mark before it actually is like considered like, you know, marriage. Cause nowadays celebrities get married for 72 days and then divorce.
Well, I think they have it a little bit easier because I mean, not saying G-Dragon's not busy, but he's definitely not as busy as like a in their prime kind of idol.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like he's able to relax more.
Yeah.
So maybe like they don't have as much conflicting schedules. I don't know. Like it's a pairing I never would have guessed.
Yeah, I wouldn't have either.
It's hard to predict like if they really do fit super well or not.
Well, and then like seeing her from her like YouTube video, she just seems like a very like fun and like kind of bubbly, like in a music video, in her YouTube video, she's just kind of like giggly, you know,
just yeah,
a girl, you know, has such a ton of money and a pop, mega global pop star. And then like, I don't know, maybe just because of his age or because of his maturity in the industry, I just imagined him with like a mature, like maybe actress or someone who is like at the same level as far as like, they've already hit the peak and they're just kind of riding it out. And they're just, you know, they're still popular, but they don't really, you know.
Yeah. So she's still very young in her career.
Yeah. Not that like, I mean, she's pretty much set if she plays it smart forever. She's doing Blackpink. I mean, I liked the idea of her and Kai just because they were both current idols.
That was really
current active idols. So I was like, oh, they like, and G-Dragon is an idol. And so like, he probably understands everything too. But I think it was like, oh, okay. They both understand like recording and schedules and all this. Not that G-Dragon doesn't, but like you said, he's kind of past that.
Yeah. I feel like I could be totally wrong. But I just feel like he got it easier because he was so successful. I feel like he could just kind of do a little bit more of what he wanted.
Yeah.
Blackpink, like they're known for being in the dungeon. You know what I mean?
Like, dang, I'm interested. I'm interested to see how this plays out.
Well, and now I expect her to be on his album if he ever puts it out. So that's on them. Sorry.
Yourself. That is great. I have something that's equally as great, but not that great. it's heartwarming.
Aww.
Heartwarming. So if you guys have been listening, me and Katie might have mentioned that we are big Running Man fans. We love the show Running Man. It's so funny. Like I and Katie, we both find ourselves like, crack, like not just like like sometimes on American TV shows I'm like oh that's like, you know, a chuckle. I find myself like cackling, like borderline like scream laughing when
ugly loud laughing. Yes.
When watching Running Man. And maybe it's because like in America there's not a reality show, there's not a show like that. I feel like in America, I feel like the most compatible one would be what's that, The Amazing Race or something?
Oh, yeah.
Run around. I don't know. But there's not something like this where it's a cast and they're like regular members and then they have like special guests come on. Like, we don't have that. Okay, well, everyone loves UJ Suk. Like, he's just the best. He's really, I love him. Every show that he's on or he hosts, I enjoy watching.
He's funny.
I think he's like the Ryan Seacrest. You know Ryan Seacrest in his prime, where he was just like the best of everything?
He is. He definitely is.
Yeah, except he's just like better.
He is. Oh my, so much better.
So much better. He's very, very, very loved in the Korean entertainment industry. Honestly, I think just in Korea, like, he's just, people know his name and they appreciate him. Like, he's a really great human. Well, I don't know him personally, but like everyone else who does know him personally say he's a really great human.
Yeah.
And this story confirms that. So this woman wrote a post online and was basically saying that their mom's friend, little brother, he's a father of five kids, and he had to have some like medical procedure that was like super, super costly. When you have five kids in the middle of a pandemic and you need a medical, you know, surgery operation thing, like, you're gonna see some like pressing times, you know. And he was diagnosed with like a really serious illness, and so he was trying to save up money. He couldn't do it, and that's when the mom's friend told the mom, like, oh yeah, my little brother is such a, blah, 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 right? Well, at the hospital that he went to, there was a program that helps, that people can like donate to, that helps people get surgeries. So like, you know, rich people occasionally will just go and like, oh, here's, you know, $10,000, put it to whoever needs it. You know, like, you know, rich people stuff, I guess.
How I guess. Leave a penny, take a penny, but for hospitals.
Yeah, basically. And so this happened every month. Right, they would say, okay, you got sponsored by this person. Well, when UJ Suk found out about this guy's operation, that he had five kids and he had to have this operation because he was seriously ill, he just like paid for the entire, because usually they don't pay for like the entire situation, they donate money, you know.
Of course it.
But he paid for his specific entire operation. Wow. Like all of it. Like, he took all of the like medical thingies, and it's anonymous, like, at that point. Like, they don't go in the room like, guess who paid for you, like, you know. So he paid for all of it, and the family was super, obviously super, super like thankful. So they wanted to know who did this. And if you look at any of the other stories in regards to UJ Suk, he's very humble. Like, he doesn't like to brag about what he does, because even in the shows they'll be like, oh, remember when you bought that whole restaurant free, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, oh, okay. Like, he's not the one to like boast about his good deeds. So
yeah,
the family was very thankful, and they wanted to just thank the person like in person. Like, we want to say thank you. Like, you pretty much saved my life.
Right.
And so they asked the hospital, and it turned out to be UJ Suk. But they're like, okay, this is the person who paid for you. And so they were like very, very, very happy. And they sent him a thing and was like, thank you so much, blah, blah, blah. And he was just like, yeah, like, sure. Like, you know, it was just pocket change. I just had, you know, $40,000 laying around. It's whatever. And it doesn't specify how much money it was. But I mean, any medical operation,
that'd be a lot.
It's going to be more than like what a normal person could go and like pay it forward, you know.
I mean, that's amazing. But like,
Yeah, people, when this story came out, and like, he's done like something like this a few times now. So people have been like calling him like a guardian angel, kind of. He's just the guy that you would trust with your life. Like, at a party, at anything, like at a club, if you're just like, okay, if he's here and I go ask him for help, like, he's gonna help me. Which would be really sad if like news report came out and it's just like, he's the biggest douchey now. Like, I don't know, like, I would be so heartbroken. Almost, that would almost break me more than like, I don't know, I would feel really sad.
That'd be shitty too. It means he put on a really good front. Or
like, his wife writes like a tell-all, and she's like, he beat me every night. I would just like cry, like, no.
It's not true.
You're lying.
Oh my gosh. Well, I mean, that's why he's so loved, because he does stuff like that. So I did do my homework and I watched the Kai music video, finally. Oh. And the date on the music video was November. November 30th. I want you to know that.
That's very disappointing, Katie.
Yeah, I know. But okay. I heard the song so much on TikTok. I was like, oh, I know this song.
But you were avoiding the video.
I was. I really was.
Okay, so what do you tell us? What do you think?
It was good. It was good. I didn't realize, because I think I told you this before, I didn't really know what Kai's voice sounded like.
Me neither.
And I didn't realize his voice, I wasn't completely surprised, but it was softer than I expected. Mm-hmm. Not necessarily high pitched like Shanu, where he can get up there and you're like, oh shit. But it's just softer. But I like it. I like it still.
Yeah.
And the song's really good. Of course, his dancing, his body rolls. That's all he does, just body roll.
Just call him body roll. Nation's body roll.
Yeah. No, it was good.
Yeah, that music video, same. Honestly, prior to that, because I wasn't a huge EXO fan, and this, I mean, Katie knows why, but for those listening, it's not because I hated them. Don't be like, oh my god, you hate EXO. No, it's because I, in my head, thought that they were very arrogant because they were at the top, or are at the top, or whatever. And in the few clips that I did see, they had this vibe of we're the shit, we're the best. And I just, something about that didn't click well. So I was like, I don't want to get into them if they're just going to be so I just didn't. I mean, I didn't hate on them, but I liked a few of their songs. Mm-hmm. I just never dived deep into EXO. So yeah. I honestly only knew what a few people's voices sounded like. And then, so when I heard a song, I was like, oh, that's what he sounds like. That's good.
That's Kai.
Yeah. I mean, everyone knows how Kai dances.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But yeah. It just took me a minute to actually get into the group. And even now, I'm not a huge EXO fan. Mm. They do have some, great songs. But, I'm just, I don't know.
Yeah, it's too much to dive into all that now. You know what I mean?
It's when you stan a new group, you have to go into all the interviews and all the unhelpful guy twos and funny insiders of, and you have to do that. And they've been together for so long. So that's just way too much history for me to go back and learn about.
They have all these members that were once part of EXO that aren't part of EXO anymore. And so you're just fuck. You got to get into all of that. And then they did a lot of EXO China stuff and mm-hmm. Oof, it's too much. Sorry.
Yeah. It's a lot. It's just, I can't give it the time that it needs for me to understand and truly appreciate it. I'm not at that point right now. So it's easier sometimes to get into a newer group, maybe not a rookie group, but a group that's only been in for 5 years or 6 years, because that's less information to go through and figure that out,
Easier. Yeah. For sure. But I did watch NCT 127's, was it Gimme Gimme? Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
I did figure out why they didn't utilize Yuta as much. And I think it's because they knew that they would have to make a music video. And when they make the music video, Yuta has crazy eyes. And he used them in every single shot of that video. And they probably went, cut every single one of his parts. He came intensely to that camera. I was like, excuse me?
Literally, to this day, I still think he would play the perfect K-drama psychopath, serial killer.
Oh, Oh, yeah.
Because his smile is so charming. And like I said in that one PowerPoint, his smile is there's a very thin line of like charming and inviting and will murder your family.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very thin line. Like his smile just goes on both. Like you're like, oh, God, he's so handsome. Like, oh, I'm kind of scared of him.
Really? Because he like 3/4 of the way through the video, he like has like a single shot. And I was like,
with his eye tattoo?
Yeah.
Is it space tat?
I was like, oh, no, baby. No, 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 no.
We're not doing that.
But they all looked really good. I mean, obviously.
You know who like I go back and forth on? Haechan.
Why?
I love him as a human. I think he's so funny. But like sometimes when I see him, I'm like, oh, little baby. And sometimes yeah, I'm like, damn, like, wait. Like, no, you're in dream. Ew.
No, I completely agree. And I just keep thinking, like, wait till he's like closer to his 30s or in 30, like in his 30s.
Oh, no, no.
When he starts like his more manlier features start coming in, like he's that baby boy face.
No. We don't wait for that, Katie.
Ooh, girl.
You don't even.
Girl. What do you?
Yeah.
We're all going to be married at that point. Rough.
It's going to be a rough time for us, Katie.
Rough time for our husbands.
Yeah, great time for us, rough for them.
Well, and I think with the idols, I think it's becoming more and more acceptable for them to be dating and like more and more open about it. And so I think there'll be like a shift, you know?
Yeah.
Which I had another thought, speaking of shifts, this is kind of like changing the topic, but I had this thought, I think it was today, that I think the K-pop industry is going to start shifting more to like more solos versus groups. Mm. Like I feel like the industry is starting to become like really saturated with a bunch of groups. You know what I mean? Especially when we're like last week, we were talking about like the new girl group that's going to have like a bunch of members, like 10 plus members. You know, it's like we've done that. We've done that lots of times. So it's like, I don't know. We've been seeing a lot more solos anyways, like solo acts. And I think that's going to start becoming a little bit more of the norm.
But also, like, do you remember a while ago we talked about how some Korean fans were like kind of upset with how big K-pop was getting because the industry was switching to like cater towards Western culture? Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. So like they've had big groups or like groups for a very, 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 very long time, like, yeah. You know, since started K-pop. And I think it was fine. I think now because everybody else has a bigger say kind of into how groups are formed and what they do and what their concepts are. I think we're wanting like, okay, like there's a lot of groups, but I think they could still make it with, it's always like, it's not like K-pop used to just be like a few groups and like a few solos. Like I feel like it's always been saturated with groups.
Mm-hmm.
What True. Made it so like
K-pop.
Yeah. Like, complex made it so complex because there's always been a lot of groups. I just think now the standard of debuting is astronomically higher than like you can't just debut and have like a shitty debut and then just make up for it later. Like if you're going to make it, your debut better come out like ATs, like Flying Fist of Fury.
Ew.
I don't know if they were trying to pay all the bills. I don't know. They debuted like, listen, bitches.
We're established. And it worked, though. It worked.
It did.
It was impressive.
It did. It worked. Like, I think, honestly, probably one of the most successful debuts.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you look at, like, TXT.
They were known for like a hot second as like this dance group. And all of a sudden we're like, oh my God, I know every member.
I know all their birthdays. How did that happen? It's because we're creepers. No, just kidding. I actually don't know any other birthdays.
No, we're not that weird.
just, if you know their birthdays, you're not weird either. You just really like them. We just don't know their birthdays. I don't know any. I don't even. You guess my ultimate bias. I don't even know his birthday, to be completely honest.
Mm. I only know J-Hope's because it just happened.
I think his is in November. I'm just kidding. I don't know. If you guys are also like being mad at me right now because you're like, oh my god, how did you not know? Like, just shut up.
That's your ultimate bias. How can you not know? You have to worship him on that day.
Yeah. Yeah. Light your on the altar. Oh my god. No, I was right. It's November 17th. I said November. On record, I said November.
She knew. She knew right here.
It's literally on my calendar on the wall here.
Oh my god.
Did you hear about Chungha?
No, what happened?
So she is getting like therapy, and all it said was like Chungha talks to therapists, and so I was like, oh, let me see what's going on, because I thought it was going to be like a mental, like more like any, like, you know, mental issue, but it's about COVID, which I was like, same, okay. But because she was the first to, I didn't know she was the first celebrity. Why'd I say that weird? I didn't know she was the first celebrity to test positive.
Oh.
And so she's been having a lot of like remorse, I guess, or it's just been really heavy on her that she was the first. And she said that she like felt bad because her staff was there because of her. And like, I guess she, and she said, luckily no one that was around me also tested positive, like it was just me, but she like, I guess, is carrying this like, I wish it ended with me, like I wish there was like no one else did, like
you're saying she spread it.
I don't think she thinks that she spread it, but I think when you're the first, like, no, up until then no celebrity got it, and then you got it, and then a bunch of celebrities have it, like I feel like you would feel kind of responsible for it.
That's fair. I kind of understand that because I was like one of the first people at my work, and then all of a sudden it was like boom, 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 boom. Like all these people started getting it, and I was kind of like, oh.
Yeah. Oh. So like, it's not like your fault, and I don't think she's like saying like, oh, I'm such, like, it's my fault, blah, blah, blah.
No, but
it just feels like it's just kind of weighs heavy on her. I wish it was like just me, and then that's it, you know?
Yeah. Doesn't want it to affect other people.
Yeah.
Aw. Oh, baby.
She's so pretty. I just
really her voice. Whew.
I think if her and Lisa made a baby, it would be like unstoppable.
Ooh. Okay.
Because Chungha can dance, definitely, but I do think Lisa's a stronger dancer. But Chungha has the stage performance and so does Lisa, but like she has like the vocal talent too. Mm-hmm. Don't get me wrong, Lisa's my bias, but I don't think she's vocally on the same level as Chungha.
Right, right.
And so I think if they were to just like become one person, then that person would have the vocals, the charisma, the stage presence, and I guess very, very tiny waist, and a hell of a dancer. And being versatile in dancing, like, come on, that's like the dream idol.
True. That's what the robot's for over in the SM basement. That's what they're doing right now.
Aspa right now.
Yeah. Oh, Aspa. Speaking of dating, they came out really strong, and then all of a sudden they just, like, disappeared.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they should have kept riding that wave, and I feel like they would have been way more successful.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just me.
Well, okay, but in the leaked list, that's hard to say, in the leaked list of potential girls joining that SM group, two of the ASPA members are on that list. So I'm like, is this, like, are they like, okay, hold on, we're going to mix this up a little bit. Like, I didn't understand, like, Ning Ning was on the list, and I think another member was on the list.
So it was kind of like a trial period. They're like, let's see how you do debuting.
Well, that's like it's a lot of money just to be like, we'll just do a fake debut, like a trial debut. Like, what?
For real, a lot of money. I mean, someone had to pay for that fake snake in the music video. You know what I'm saying?
I just, I just think it's really...
Sometimes it's, like, hard to understand what they're, like, what they're planning.
Yeah.
Groups. It's weird.
Like, what do you have up your sleeve?
It's like, what is telling you that this is, like, an effective and successful route to go about these groups? Let me see your business plan. Let me see it. I'm not a business major, but I want to see what you're planning.
I have no idea what it's going to say or how to interpret it, but I want to see it anyways.
Let me see what you're working with. Yep, this checks out.
These people look good together. That's good. Take them. There's no vocalist in that whole group. You're like, yeah, they all look good though. So, debut.
You can teach them to sing.
Just a bunch of dancers. Just a dance group. Honestly, with SM, they would be the one to come out with, like, this is a non-singing idol group. Like, what the fuck?
They would just, like, have, like, a really cool beat and just, like, dance for, like, 3 minutes.
Like, so a dance group? No. They're not a dance group. They're definitely an idol group, but their vocals come in the form of movement. Like, no, that's not dancing. It's dancing. That's what they're doing.
They're just, like, grunting and, like, sighing and breathing heavy into the microphones. It makes me think of Jimmy Jr. in Bob's Burgers. He's like, I just want to dance, Dad.
No, it reminds me of Awesome Bob's Burger when he becomes a beef squatch. And the little boy, he's like, pop it, lock it. And he's like teaching the guy who gave him the hat how to dance.
Yeah.
But you know, this wouldn't be an episode if we didn't discuss something about GOT7.
Yeah, let's hear it, girl.
And so, if you guys really don't know by now, GOT7 is one of our favorite groups in all of K-pop, because they're on drugs, and I'm sure any stand of any like old group is gonna be like, our group's on drugs. Yeah, all K-pop's on drugs. We understand that. But GOT7's the type of drug that we like.
Yeah.
And I was gonna say Junyoung, that's not him. JB, that's him. He did a V Live or Instagram Live, and it was Instagram Live, and a fan had commented like, I'm new to the fandom, but I like you guys much more now that you're out of JYP or something. Wow. And he like said, oh, thank you so much for, and it's all, oh, guys, it's all rough interpretation of what he said, but so he said, thank you so much for like liking us, but let's not forget all the things like the hard work that our like our old label like did do for us. Mm-hmm. And then, which is true, I guess there are some things that JYP did. But then here he put, they said, think of it that way. There are no people who don't give effort. Everyone lives working hard. And I wish Agassiz wouldn't or won't be saying bad things on that part.
Hmm. So basically, don't say fuck JYP.
I guess that's what he's trying to say. But like, does he really mean it?
Like the person we can say that to, but not the company.
Yeah. Okay. I think that's definitely what he was trying to say. Like, okay. No, JYP the person. Yeah, screw that guy. JYP the company did put effort into us.
I mean, they had to fund GOT7. They provided the albums. Like,
yeah.
Okay. That's really nice though. It's a nice like mindset.
Well, I mean, he's also the leader, so I'm sure what he says and what he like is truly, truly feeling are like vastly different things.
Yeah.
But also we don't know the whole details. We don't know exactly what was going on behind closed doors. All I know is that as a fan, they were not feeding me as well as I should have been. But
yeah.
Because other fans were eating everything every day. I ate like every once every 3 months.
Starved ya.
I did. So that was really interesting. I am excited to see how this goes. They also like which is almost like a huge slap in the face to JYP, when they released Encore, like, it's doing really well. Like, it's doing very well. Their YouTube channel is doing very well. Like, everything of theirs is doing very well. And it's almost as if it's like, we didn't need you and we don't need you because we're doing just fine without you.
But it's like, that's a slap in the face they needed.
Yeah. So
it's like, think about that and how you want to treat, like, Stray Kids and future groups.
But then didn't they change the, like, contract stuff right after JYP's thing?
Fucking probably.
I want to say I read it somewhere that they changed because they realized that the contracts favored the artist more than it did the company. So they, because GOT7 got to keep their name, they got to keep all their songs, they got to keep, like, everything. So they went back and changed it. Like, they edited it so that it's not, so it favors the company more than it favors the artist.
I mean, I'm glad GOT7 got out when they did, you know, with the upper hand.
Yeah, but I mean, it's not like Twice is ever going to need to leave anyways because they get everything they want. Yeah.
They live a nice, cushy life, I'm sure.
As long as they keep singing those bubblegum songs. Although they're definitely maturing their sound.
Oh, they are. And I think we'll start seeing a change in them, I think, as they get older.
Yeah.
I think they're past the change. Or they'll start breaking out into solos.
Which is nice, though. It's nice that they are, like, as they're getting older, their music is getting a little bit, it's still, like, it's like mature pop.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, because it still has to fit their age, you know?
Yeah.
You can't be singing, like, some 17-year-old, like, little girl.
If they could, trust me, they would probably make them.
True, true. And some could probably get away with it because they look so young, but how old is the youngest Twice member? Do you know?
I think she's like 21. Hold on. Let me check.
Oh, shit.
She is 21.
Nice.
Born in 99.
Ew. Gross.
Amelia's born in 99.
Oh, yeah. That is all the news I think we have for this week.
Yes.
Lots of comebacks have started and a lot more are to come.
Mm-hmm.
So we are very excited to see that and to talk about that.
Mm-hmm. We are. And if you are also excited and you're like, but how will I know what's happening?
You can follow us on Instagram.
Yes, you can.
At the stand. No. The stands? The stands next door. Literally created that Instagram, but I don't remember it. At the stands next door on IG, where you can keep up to date with, you know, comebacks that we're excited about, disrespects of the week. We also post a link to our Spotify. Yes, if you didn't know, we have a Spotify, you guys. And it's filled with underrated songs, filled with our favorites. It's filled with favorite official soundtracks, like from our favorite K-dramas. So make sure to follow us on Spotify as well. And if you want to hear specific playlists, we will create one just for you.
Yes, we will.
And you can also find our Spotify and all our episodes from the show listed under our studio's website.
What's the website?
daydreammediastudio.squarespace.com. And there you will find more comebacks on the website that we are excited about, that we post, and all our episodes and all the other good stuff. And make sure to go on there and look around. Look at all the other podcasts that are on there, because we have a hand in a little bit of everything. So if you like us, you can find more of us on there.
We're everywhere on there.
Go away. No, but our media studio also has an Instagram, and it is linked in the stands IG account. It is Daydream Media Studio on IG, so make sure to follow them too, because they're pretty cool.
That's yeah. What she said.
Mm-hmm. All that.
All that jazz. Sorry. Yeah, so we will talk to you guys next Wednesday, where we do some more content discussing gossip. We're gonna gossip the shit out of everything.
Gossip.
Straight up gossip. That's all we're going
to
do.
There has to be more news on GD at that point. So it's going to be straight gossip.
Oh my God, they're married.
No, have a baby and not plan on getting married. I'm just saying.
They've already had a baby, but surrogate.
That'd be legit. That would be a power move from Jenny. Make her queen if she does that.
Dang.
We'll talk about that next week.
Yeah. I mean, it probably won't happen next week, but yeah, we'll talk about them next week. We know something you don't know.
Bye, guys.
Bye.